defending your freedom every single day.
On the Car Arms Platinum Microphone from the GunBroker.com studios.
This is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Here's your host, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. I love this.
Studios on the Car Arms Platinum Microphone. Speaking of Car Arms, Justin Moon, CEO of Car Arms, is going to be joining me. He's going to be a regular contributor on the program. We're going to be hearing a lot from Justin. Ooh, he's fun. If you listen to me talk to him at SHOT Show back around the 22nd or 23rd of January, dog, let me tell you, Justin, let's just say outspoken, is putting it mildly when it comes to our right to keep and bear arms. So go back and listen to that. You can hear Justin Moon. He was on January 22nd or 23rd with me at the Shooting, Hunting, and Outdoor Trade Show. Go back and grab that. Well, you know what? I don't know that mine goes back that far. You know, I'm going to have to fix that, right? Yeah, I might have to do that. I do have those files. I just need to get them up on the website. So maybe that's an incentive for me to add another 90 or 60 days at least to the podcast so we can go back and get that. I'm going to do that. You know that? I'm going to put the time in and make that work so you can go back and get that. Nonetheless, Justin Moon is, let's just say, he's a bad satellite radio moment word, and you're going to have a lot of fun listening to him. What's going on out there today? Supreme Court today is in the news. Now, over the course of the next 24 to 48 hours, you are going to see the anti-gun establishment, funded by Mini Mike Bloomberg, go nuts and claim a victory here. And it's not a victory for them. They didn't even know what a bump stock was. The Supreme Court turned away yesterday, and we wanted to get confirmation of this yesterday, but it happened yesterday. The Supreme Court turned away the challenge to the Trump administration's bump stock ban. Remember, we talked about this at great length when this was going on. The National Rifle Association gave cover for this. The whole thing's a mess. The Obama administration, their DOJ, their ATF, couldn't do what the Trump's administration did after they looked at the legalities of it, and the Trump administration did. Now, we heard on Sunday Alan Gottlieb talking about the bump stock ban, talking about Trump being the most pro-gun president in his lifetime, and there's no doubt about that. The campaign that he ran was the most pro-gun campaign I've ever seen in my lifetime. Clearly, when Alan Gottlieb, the founder of the Second Amendment Foundation, says the same thing, well, you get the idea. Trump is, without a doubt, the most pro-gun president we've seen in our lifetimes. Is he perfect, as Alan said? No, and he's not ever going to be. Nobody is. Bump stocks is an example, and Alan pointed to that. What is a bump stock? For those of you who might be listening to the program, you might be new to the show. A bump stock is simply a piece of plastic when attached as into the stock, when the stock fits into the bump stock. It recoils, it harnesses the recoil of the rifle, allowing the trigger to be pulled individually, but at a faster rate than you can pull as a human being. But the semi-automatic firearm continues to function as a semi-automatic firearm. The danger here is the Trump administration over at the ATF rewrote the definition of machine gun to encompass a bump stock, which has absolutely no moving parts whatsoever. It's simply a piece of plastic, period. That's all it is. It is not a gun. It is not an upper. It is not a lower. It has no parts. It has nothing. Nothing. And the Trump administration was able to rewrite the law via ATF to include bump stock into the definition of machine gun. Why is that so dangerous? And I hate talking about this. Believe me, I'm so sick of this. It does. It makes my blood curdle. I'm sick and tired of this. But we have to, because it's crap. And it's an infringement. And forget the bump stock. This is far, far, far bigger than the bump stock itself. We're getting there. But the bump stock, just the piece of plastic, now rewritten as a machine gun. Nothing to do with Congress. Congress didn't write any law. Congress didn't classify anything in law. Congress didn't codify anything. President never signed anything. ATF, through direction from the Oval Office, the executive branch, rewrote the damn thing and included it now as a machine gun. So you have this piece of plastic that is now somehow a machine gun and classified as such. What does that tell you about your semi-automatic firearms? If a piece of plastic that has absolutely no moving parts can be classified as a machine gun because it is designed to attach to a semi-automatic gun, therefore, according to the new ATF regulation, acting as a machine gun, it isn't the bump stock doing that. It's the semi-automatic rifle with the addition of the bump stock doing that. Now, a gun can be bump fired, which is what that is referring to, bump firing. It's common. Lots of people do it. I've done it. You may have done it. You can use your finger and a belt loop. You can use a rubber band. There's lots of different ways to bump fire a gun, which will mimic rapid fire instead of pew, 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 pew. You get it? In real simplistic terms? So if the bump stock can be classified as a machine gun in and of itself, just this piece of plastic, obviously, well, wait a minute. If a semi-automatic gun can still be fired, bump fired, without a bump stock, that means the problem isn't with bump stock here, right, ATF? The actual problem is the semi-automatic rifle, which isn't semi-automatic. We've been misclassifying semi-automatic the whole time, even though we haven't been. This is what they're going to say, because now apparently they can call anything whatever they want. So at some point in time, imagine a better way. Just pick a Democrat, any Democrat running right now. Imagine that individual in control of both houses of Congress, his party or her party, in control of both houses of Congress. Imagine that. And now they want to redefine. Well, let's look. I mean, gosh, look at that. I'm seeing video. These people are bump firing their rifles with their belts and their fingers and a rubber band and strings. I mean, look at this. We've made a mistake here. It's not the bump stock. For all of these years, we've been calling that semi-automatic a semi-automatic when it really isn't. That should be classified as automatic because there's lots of different ways. This is the danger, and it's flat out wrong. You know it, I know it, and they know it. The problem is they, this case, the National Rifle Association, at the time after the shooting in Las Vegas, determined because they fell to, and this is all they did, they fell to pressure from the media. There's no other explanation for it. Let's open our mouths and make this go away. As I've said on the program many times over the last couple of years since Las Vegas, the bump stock was sacrificed on the altar of gun control. The National Rifle Association said, it's an obscure device. Very few people know about it anyway. Sacrifice it. We couldn't care less. Go ahead. We don't care if Trump says. Then they went out and they put that statement out. Maybe I'll, you know what, I'll look it up in the next segment. Who knows where, you know, you're going at this stuff here, and I didn't know I was going to need that. But just for the sake of argument for the conversation after the break, I'll pull that out and I'll read you what the NRA said. Because they greenlighted this whole effort. Now, let's go back to the beginning. That gives you the setup. Why is this a big deal today? Because the Supreme Court refused to hear a challenge to the Trump administration's bump stock ban. The administration said, okay, go ahead. We're going to ban bump stocks. We're going to do it unilaterally. Change the definition. They did. And bam, it was. There were challenges through court. We lost every one of them. When you consider we, I say we, because this should never have happened. This should never have happened. A piece of plastic is not a machine gun. And the danger here is if they can call that a machine gun, they can call anything they want in the future. That's the danger here. That's what we're concerned with. Through no act of Congress, the ATF, who already has far too much power over your firearms rights, your right to bear arms, they shouldn't even exist as an agency. I'm not talking about the individuals that work there. I know a few of them. They're great people. But the agency is not, it shouldn't even be there. It should be non-existent. And lo and behold, what happens? Apparently now, they can say and do anything they want. And if you've got somebody that's hostile to your gun rights, oh, imagine what they can do now. Imagine what a James Comey could do if he's all fired up over at the DOJ working in conjunction with some idiot like Beto O'Rourke. Or, I mean, pick any of them that are running. As long as they've got the House and Senate. Hell, they don't need the House and Senate anymore. They can just do it unilaterally. I'll explain in more detail when we come back from the break. But the fact of the matter here is the Supreme Court refusing to accept the challenge to that ban isn't of it. They didn't rule on this. They didn't rule on the merits of the bump stock. Now, Gorsuch said some things I was disappointed in. I'll quote some of what Gorsuch said. But the fact of the matter is the anti-gun left, the gun prohibitionist, funded by Michael Bloomberg, are going to cheer this, as they always do, a refusal to hear a case as some type of court victory. It's not a court victory. The Supreme Court didn't rule on anything. For whatever reason, they just decided not to hear the case. By doing so, that leaves this in place. That's the effect that it has. So you are now officially a felon if you are in possession of a bump stock. Now it's come to fruition. The Supreme Court has refused to hear it. If you've got one, it's done. They've been banned. You had a date and time to turn them in, but there was a court challenge. Even still, the injunction never went into place. You were technically a felon then, too. I'll explain it all when we come back. Don't go away.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense here in these GunBroker.com studios on this Car Arms Platinum microphone. Let me go now to the National Rifle Association statement. I promised I'd bring you that. I pulled it up during the break. This is what green-lighted the whole thing. I firmly believe at that point in time, had the National Rifle Association not said what I'm about to read you, that Trump could have been pressured not to move on bump stocks. He was no fan of bump stocks, period. Made that very clear. And let's face it, after Vegas, there was a tremendous amount of media pressure and a tremendous amount of political pressure. In my eyes, what makes a leader great is a leader that says the hell with that that political pressure and the hell with that media pressure. I know what's right, and I'm going to do what's right. And there was nothing done right in this case because hundreds of thousands, who knows how many, myself included. Well, I went out and bought one. I'll explain that in just a second. But hundreds of thousands of Americans owned bump stocks, and I went out and bought one simply because I knew this was going to come down the pike. So I went ahead and bought one. Here's what the NRA had to say after Vegas. In the aftermath of the evil and senseless attack in Vegas, the American people are looking for answers as to how future tragedies can be prevented. Unfortunately, the first response from some politicians has been to call for more gun control. Banning guns from law-abiding Americans based on the criminal act of a madman will do nothing to prevent future attacks. This is a fact that has been proven time and again in countries around the world. In Las Vegas, reports indicate that certain devices were used to modify the firearms involved. Pay careful attention here, okay? Despite the fact that the Obama administration approved the sale of bump fire stocks on at least two occasions, the National Rifle Association is calling on the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives to immediately review whether these devices comply with federal law. That right there, I'll stop there briefly and then I'll continue. Quick commentary. That right there was the green light. The National Rifle Association just green-lighted every single Republican who was looking to the National Rifle Association for some type of guidance here. The green light was just flipped. Bing! You didn't even have to go any further. But they did. They went further. They went further with this. It's ridiculous. Let me go back and read that part. The National Rifle Association is calling on the BATFE to immediately review whether these devices comply with federal law. The National Rifle Association believes that devices designed to allow the semi-automatic rifles to function like fully automatic rifles should be subject to additional regulations. Boom. So if the first portion wasn't a green light, this one clearly was. Hey, ATF, you need to review this. This is coming from the NRA. Hey, and by the way, while you're reviewing it, understand that as the NRA and all of you Republicans who support us and we support, we're telling you that it's okay to go ahead and look into this. Investigate these things, essentially, is what they were saying. Review these devices. Oh, and while you're at it, we're going to go ahead and give you the additional back to say, we believe, by the way, that devices designed to allow semi-auto rifles to function like fully automatic rifles, they should be subject to additional regulation. Boom, there's your second green light right there. And then they go on to waste time. In an increasingly dangerous world, the NRA remains focused on our mission, blah, blah, blah. That was after they just gave two green lights to do what the ATF did. And that was carte blanche. Let's go ahead and rewrite it. The Obama administration tried and couldn't. They looked at it and said, we can't legally do this. We can't do this. We cannot determine what Congress has to act. So here we have the most pro-gun administration in American history. Well, not in American history. Let me back that off. I feel certain that somebody like Jefferson was probably a little bit more pro-gun than we see today. Even Trump. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I would venture to say that, you know, guys who wrote things they wrote might have something to say about this. But nonetheless, kidding aside, what we're looking at here is the National Rifle Association greenlighting the review of, which means, forget what the Obama administration did, go ahead and re-review it. No pressure from us. Wink, wink, wink. You can hear the blinking. It's so blatant, so obvious. Oh, and while you're at it, We believe that they should be subject to additional regulation. Did the National Rifle Association know that regulation was going to be a banning of the device? That hundreds of thousands of Americans owned lawfully without any problems until one moron who essentially we've been shut out of the investigation from simply because this guy did something wrong? That's not what freedom is. We don't work that way in America. I don't care who the president is. You don't take away the rights of law-abiding Americans who have done nothing wrong to satisfy the whims of a bunch of liberal, progressive, gun-hating freaks who are acting on emotion and are incapable of cognitive thinking, rationale. That's not what freedom is. The Constitution is not based on some politically correct whim on however the political winds are blowing in any given day. Kind of like Me Too, right? Everything changes because some group of personal, some people over here say something. All of a sudden, the kid who leaned over to try to kiss his girlfriend in a movie theater is some kind of predator. No, he's not. He's a kid with raging hormones that tried to kiss his girlfriend just like I did when I was a kid. Now he's some kind of predator because she said, oh, and backed away. Not only does he feel stupid now, he's got to be worried about committing a crime in today's day and age. We do not consider, freedom is not based on the political whims. And that's exactly what happened in this case. After multiple lawsuits, and I was asked to be the plaintiff in one of these suits and was unable to do that for a number of different reasons. But nonetheless, they found another plaintiff in the case, people that we know. We've talked to him on this program. I'm not going to sit here and beat that up. But it went through, and every single time it went through the lower courts, they lost, sought cert at the Supreme Court, and here we are today. The Supreme Court refused to hear the challenge. As a result, anybody that's in possession of a bump stock officially right now, this is no longer winding its way through the courts. It's done. The Bloomberg, you know, wackadoos are going to be out there claiming victory. And they are about bump stocks. It's a device that nobody knew about anyway until that idiot in Vegas decided to, and you know, act on his evil intentions. That's what he is, pure evil. As a result of that, hundreds of thousands of law-abiding Americans who used bump stocks for fun, and they were fun. They are fun. Waste of ammo as far as I'm concerned, but they're fun. You want to go out and blow some money and have some fun? That's up to you. Can no longer do that. Now you are a felon. Now you're a felon. Your life is ruined. Prison, it's over. Stick a tailpipe in your mouth, dude. It's done. It's over. Your life as you knew it, you ain't voting anymore. You ain't doing nothing anymore. You're finito. Yeah, go get that job. Sure. All because of that. A definition change. Imagine now what happens next. Success on this breeds more infringements on our rights down the road. It's inevitable. Meanwhile, we're going to see the left. They're already doing it. I'm not going to waste your time with it. It doesn't really matter. But the fact of the matter is, when we come back, I'll tell you a little bit about what Gorsuch said. Then we're going to move on to another topic. But this burns me up, man. This really burns me up. By the way, I never gave my bump stock up, and I just can't find it. So there you have it. Back after this. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates 100% of profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and join the coffee club while you're there. DefenderCoffee.com. The second half of Armed American Radio's podcast today is being sponsored by TakeAShotFirearms.com. Reviews you can trust, shots you don't want to miss. That's their great slogan. Reviews on firearms and optics with other products to come. Great odds on winning popular firearms and accessories. Fun product reviews and new opportunities to win with the best odds around. When you do win, Take a Shot Firearms will ship to the FFL of your choice for free. Buy any gun from Take a Shot Firearms webinars outright from them directly at below MSRP. They ship for free. We support startup companies and the companies that support Armed American Radio here on this program. I hope you do as well. TakeAShotFirearms.com. Back to the podcast. Enjoy the second half.
back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense here in these GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum microphone. I was doing a little bit more research during the break, and I think I have to spend a little bit more time on this because it's important we understand this. As we have a faction in America and an entire ideology that would use this to ban everything you have. So it is, I'm sitting here thinking, okay, I only wanted to spend a couple segments. I think this is more important than that. Important enough that I want to look a little bit further into this on the MonsterCast coming up. So we'll do that, I think. We have to go back to what's called the Chevron defense. And it's not real hard to understand. So let me put it for you just in layman's terms, and I'll quote from some legal doctrination about this. But the reason that this was, that they claim that this was allowed to happen, this is why it was challenged, okay? Because the Supreme Court, in a case, Chevron USA versus Natural Resources Defense Council, it was a 1984 case. It was a landmark decision. The Supreme Court essentially said that judicial deference could be given to administrative actions. And what that means is that the court decided that the courts, the federal courts, should defer to an agency, for example, in this case, the ATF, to their answer or to their interpretation, okay, of whatever's at stake here. In this case, it was the ATF's interpretation. In this case, the ATF decided after Trump went to Sessions, to Jeff Sessions. More about that in just a minute. We'll tell you how we got here. But using the using Chevron, using that 1984 case, that the court should defer to the ATF in this case, to their answer or interpretation, as long as they felt that it wasn't, that it was somewhat appropriate or at least appropriate enough, and that whatever they was that they decided wasn't unreasonable. Does that make sense? That's about the best way I know to explain this. Is, no, the federal courts, if the agency made this decision over here, we'll look at it using the Chevron test when faced with something in the future, and we'll look at it, we'll go, okay, does it fall in line with the 1984 Chevron v. Natural Resources Defense Council, now the Chevron defense, okay, of does this, is the ATF, is it a reasonable ruling, do we believe? Conservatives hate Chevron. Why? Because it can be abused, just like it was here. It absolutely 100% was abused. Let's go back now to how this all started. Going through my memory here, all right? And if I make a factual error here, I'll correct it. And if you want to call me out on it, go ahead. But I don't think I'm going to. I think I'm okay here. Because this happened after the 2017 Vegas shooting. And it happened rapid fire, by the way. But Trump directed Jeff Sessions, if you recall, to essentially find a way to ban those devices. You do, and Jeff Sessions, of course, was the attorney general at the time. And he said, you do essentially, what I'm paraphrasing, this is the way it came out. Do whatever you have to do to get rid of bump stocks that will survive a legal challenge. That was in January or February of 2018, right after the killings in Vegas in October. 58 people were killed there, by the way, and 500 people plus were wounded. So that's essentially what Trump said in a nutshell to Sessions. Do whatever you have to do to ban the damn things, period. So later on that year, the ATF, and they set up a public, commenting period. I think it was 90 days. I may be wrong on that factually, but I'm giving you the process anyway. They announced in December of 2018, it took about a year to get this process done after the public comment section and so forth, that they were going to expand the definition of machine gun to include bump stocks. As I told you in the first segment, are just a simple piece of plastic that don't do anything. Now walk with me here on the danger here. And they were going to use the National Firearms Act, the NFA, which is what regulates the sales of machine guns post-1986, pre-1986. We're not going to go into all that. but it's why you have to get a tax stamp. It's why suppressors, which is, this is foolish. Hopefully there'll be some changes to this in the next administration. We're hopeful. Donald Trump Jr. will weigh in heavily on this, where suppressors should not be banned. SBR, short-barreled rifles, should not be banned under the NFA. And banned, you just have to jump through hoops, and they're incredibly expensive to get them. It's why most people don't do it. They put them out of touch of the average Joe. But a short-barreled rifle, when I can buy an AR-15, give me a break. The whole thing is a joke. It's a money-making scheme. But what they did was they abused the National Firearms Act to include bump stocks with that definition that I just told you about, and in large measure because the NRA said, go ahead, it was okay. Go ahead, do it. So bump stock owners challenged it in federal court. And as I said, lost all the way along the way. Every single lower court that I'm aware of declined, refused to put an injunction in, including Roberts himself, to halt the ban until it could be further reviewed. So it was a loss all the way up the line. Bump stocks were being sacrificed on the altar of gun control. That is effectively what was happening. Now, Gorsuch, I'm going to quote here, because it talks about Chevron. Gorsuch, according to CBS News, big deal, right? According to fake CBS fake news. But according to them, Gorsuch said he agreed that the case did not merit review. But he criticized the lower court for applying Chevron when it upheld the ban. So apparently Gorsuch didn't think the Chevron defense should have been used. But that begs the question, if that's the case, and it was, why didn't the Supreme Court hear the case? Because the attorneys for the other side were saying Chevron defense applied here. The ATF issued its ruling and it wasn't unreasonable. That's what they were saying. And Gorsuch, according to this, according to CBS, what I'm looking at, said they shouldn't have looked at Chevron when they decided to uphold the ban. And here's what Gorsuch said. The agency used to tell everyone that bump stocks don't qualify as machine guns. Now it says the opposite. The law hasn't changed, only an agency's interpretation of it. And isn't that what I just told you? Under Chevron, and I did the best I could with Chevron there, that's essentially what it was. The law hasn't changed, except that you're now a felon if you have this device, even though, let me quote Gorsuch, even though, quote, the law hasn't changed. Only an agency's interpretation of it. So nowadays, an agency, a government bureaucracy, can make a change outside the law changing that turns you into a felon, which is what happens when you violate the law. Are you following me here? Is this making sense? God, I hope so. This is so dangerous, it's beyond dangerous. Gorsuch continued, only an agency's interpretation of it. And these days, it sometimes seems agencies change their statutory interpretations almost as often as elections change administrations. So that begs the question, why did the Supreme Court refuse to accept this challenge? This seemed ripe in the face of Chevron. And when Gorsuch himself, a sitting Supreme Court justice, said, well, wait, now, again, that's his opinion. And frankly, we're not going to hear anything else about this, quite honestly. Supreme Court's not going to talk about it. It's a done deal. The fact remains this. I'll wrap it up with this. I hope I was able to put that together for you enough to understand without spending at least the next segment going into it. Important, though. Critically important. Because as it stands right now, based on this, agencies can change their interpretations of things outside lawmakers. And you can become a felon because of it. And if you have a bump stock in your house right now, you are a felon. I can't find mine. I don't know where it is. I'll be back after this.
Car, The 25th Anniversary K9 and the Venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research. The classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR Biggest Finest Revolvers and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance. The classics. Thompson. That's right. The Tommy Gun. The incredible M1 Carbine and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms. A family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012. 454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on a nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With the simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with the room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum microphone. Prepare yourself. I got some audio for you. We're going to play about Bloomberg getting busted and called out. It was remarkable. Anyway, before we get to that, let's please support all of our sponsors that make all of this information possible over the airwaves. Leadslingers, Leadslingers Whiskey. Gotta love Brad Primo and those guys. And by the way, I actually woke him up this morning because he's outside of Nashville, where at least right now, I believe, the last report I saw, I hadn't looked at it since about 2 o'clock or so, but 25 people in Nashville killed overnight by tornadoes late at night. We know how that feels. We know that fear here in Georgia.
we are definitely thinking about our neighbors up in Nashville. We'll be up there for the National Rifle Association, too. A lot of great people up there. Downtown got nailed by some overnight scary tornadoes. So we're thinking about you up there. Lead slingers, keep them in your thoughts right now. Second Amendment Foundation, Crossbreed Holsters, my gosh. Visit Crossbreed Holsters on our webpage. Take advantage of all the great deals. MyPillow, I promised Dawn at MyPillow that I would get a little bit testy with everybody. Man, we were killing it over at MyPillow around the holidays and have been ever since, too. But we saw a little bit of a lull. I had some neighbors looking for some pillows the other day. They used the promo code. So let me tell you something. You got to support people that support our rights, especially with consumer products like this. That's a big deal. Who would have ever thought we'd be talking about MyPillow on Armed American Radio and they support the right to bear arms? The promo code is AAR, Radio Listener Specials, over at MyPillow.com. Please support them. Buy a pillow. Give it as a gift. And support the people that support us and keep us on the airwaves talking about this stuff, okay? Car Arms, North American Arms, the gun giveaway, huge stuff. We already heard he was listening. James was listening when he heard his name called live. So, James, congrats on that, brother. We appreciate you being such a huge fan of Armed American Radio and North American Arms. Also, Bursa, I promise I'm getting down there to buy that 380. It's not going to be long. I keep saying that. And I had the organic Freedom Roast Defender coffee came in, and I just added another bag because my wife is now drinking it out from underneath me. So I think we're getting three bags now, I believe, of Defender Coffee Freedom Roast. And I had way too much of it this morning, but nonetheless, I'm still okay. DefenderCoffee.com. I give my portion of the proceeds to the Second Amendment Foundation. And all of our sponsors, please support them. Every single one of them make it possible to be here. Now, Bloomberg is the biggest hypocrite, the biggest gun rights hater, and the biggest threat to American Second Amendment rights that this country has ever seen. Pretty bold statement, huh? Absolutely 100% true. I want you to take a listen to a question that was posed to Bloomberg and the ensuing response afterwards. And this was Fox News moderating this in Manassas, Virginia. I think it was yesterday. I want you to take a listen when he was asked how he justifies pushing for more gun control when he has his own security detail, and listen carefully to the hogwash as he justifies himself and then moves into lie after lie after lie. We're going to talk about it. Here it is right here. Take a listen to this garbage.
By pushing for more gun control when you have an armed security detail that is likely equipped with the same firearms and magazines that you seek to ban the common citizen from owning. Does your life matter more than mine or my family's or these people's?
All right. Look, I probably get 40 or 50 threats every week, okay? And some of them are real. That just happens when you're the mayor of New York City or you're very wealthy and if you're campaigning for president of the United States, you get lots of threats. So I have a security detail. I pay for it all myself. And, they're all retired police officers who are very well trained in firearms. Let me talk about firearms for a second. The Second Amendment gives you the right to bear arms. Nobody suggests that we're going to change the Constitution. Even if you wanted to, I don't think you'd get it done. So nobody's going to take away your right to bear arms. The Supreme Court said you can have reasonable restrictions. And the only restrictions which I'm in favor of is to prevent us from selling guns to people with psychiatric problems, criminals, or people that are minors, okay? And the federal law right now, if you go into a gun store, that law applies to all gun stores across America. You cannot buy a gun in a gun store where they won't do a background check. And all they do is look for those three categories. Minor, if you have psychiatric problems, or if you have a criminal record. The law does not apply to guns sold over the internet or in gun shows. Why? Because those two things came after the law that applies to gun stores.
All right, I've got to stop here because I am literally coming out of my chair. I've heard this clip dozens of times, but I got to start from the beginning on this. When he said, and get this, we're going to start with his own security detail. He says, I get 40 to 50 threats a day. How does he feel about the guy who owns the jewelry store that has to lock the door that every time somebody walks in is a potential threat? Michael Bloomberg is full of crap. He's full of crap. I can't use the words that I would choose to when I talk about Bloomberg. No respect for this guy at all. He gets no respect at all. The reason he gets no respect at all is because everything he's telling you is lies and misinformation. I don't care if he gets 40 to 50 threats a day. That has nothing to do with me and being able to defend my family. What he just told America was, I get lots of threats and you don't. That means I'm more important than you because I have lots of money and, well, I was the mayor of New York City. I don't give a crap what he was the mayor of, and I don't care how much money he has. The bottom line is his life is no more important than mine or yours and your family, period. Michael Bloomberg just told you that his was. Now he goes on about background checks. He just told you, just told America in that forum, that the only thing he's looking for is background checks. You going to buy into that? He says nobody's going to try to remove the Second Amendment. We're not talking about removing the Second Amendment, liar. We're talking about your efforts at the state and the local level to circumvent the Second Amendment, to put in what he was calling reasonable restrictions. And the only one he alluded to was background checks. Is that the only thing that we've talked about on this program that the anti-gunners want to take is background checks? Michael Bloomberg thinks you suffer from a certain level of stupidity to buy into his garbage. He's never met a gun control or gun confiscation bill that he hasn't wanted to make love to or created himself, period. Now, I could go on with this, but I'm going to now. I have to take issue with this. He was talking about gun shows because it came afterwards that you don't, that this law for background checks does not apply to gun shows. That's what he said. And internet sales. That's a flat out bald faced lie. Every single gun sold at a gun show through a dealer has to have a background check. It doesn't matter where that dealer is located, And as far as internet sales, it absolutely does. You cannot ship a gun from point A to point B from one individual to another. It has to move through a dealer. And when it gets picked up, it has to be picked up after you pass a background check. How do I know that? We just gave two of them away. All of them going through the background checks and FFLs. Michael Bloomberg is a bald-faced liar. Let's continue.
Asked, okay? And what I've tried to do is to just get every state, because the federal government doesn't seem to want to do it, to just check before they sell anybody a gun to make sure they're not in one of those categories where people really, I think most people would agree, should not have guns. And when you poll NRA members, that 85-90% of them think that background checks, you say no, I'm just telling you that, that we've done the study a number of times, don't, 80% of them think you should have those restrictions. And if you think we should sell guns to people that have psychiatric problems or are 12 years old or people who have a criminal record, then I guess we just come at this from very different situations.
Now,
but
take
that's
a listen
what
to
I
this.
Think. All right, we're going to move. All right, hold on. Okay.
Sir, can you?
We're going to keep this.
Those liberties available. I'm sorry to interrupt you guys.
No.
Are those liberties
Thank
available
you.
In New York? No, you guys, we don't protest. We don't do that.
Yes, we do.
Oh, sure they do.
All right.
Hold on.
Stop.
All right. We're going to get these guys.
We're going to take a quick break.
Tell you what, we're going to take a quick break.
I'm going to leave Armed American Radio's Daily Defense on that note. You've now heard Michael Bloomberg in his own voice lie to you right through the television cameras, and he wasn't stopped by the moderators at Fox. They decided to take a break. We don't take breaks here, and nor does freedom. Michael Bloomberg will never be president, and that's why. I'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Enjoy the rest of your day.